Idaho police are still on the hunt for the monster who brutally murdered four college students last week. And the families of the victims are beginning to process their grief. Yesterday, Ethan Chapin was laid to rest in an emotional ceremony.
Today we're here to honor the life and legacy of our son and brother, Ethan Chapin, one of the most incredible people you'll ever know.
Videos on social media show the victims' last few weeks alive together. Here they are having fun with each other inside the home where they were eventually murdered. Meanwhile, people have a lot of questions about how the Moscow police have handled the case so far. A source close to the police told OK Magazine the cops may have botched the investigation and, quote, obliterated important evidence. Officials waited days to preserve and record crime scene evidence that was likely corrupted by weather and foot traffic during the investigation. The Daily Mail is reporting police let a truck haul the victim's garbage to a dump before they even had a chance to look through it. And the police don't have many answers.
We are looking everywhere that evidence would lead us. I can't say if the person's here. I can't say what community the person's in.
Do you still believe this attack was done by one perpetrator? And if so, how does one individual kill four people at night and not wake up the other two roommates?
I cannot disclose any of that information. I don't even know that information at this point in time.
We don't have any suspects yet, but everyone's wondering what kind of a sicko would do this. Primetime's next guest is going to help us get inside the mind of a killer. Dr. Lisa Miller is a neuropsychologist. Dr. Miller, knowing what we know about the crime, the knife, the time of day, the college town, what's your impression?
Well, my impression is that this is somebody who had a lot of anger toward the victims. And everything that we've learned about the victims this week really suggests that these were good-looking, go-getters, kids that were full of potential and doing great things in the world. And so it begs the question, why would somebody be so angry at these kids? And it could be the fact that the killer felt slighted by one of them, maybe on a personal level, or maybe the killer was resentful of what these kids represent as being successful young people. The killer could have been somebody who tried to get close to them or their communities, for example, their fraternity or sorority, and might have felt rejected and reacted with rage.
What does the use of the knife as the murder weapon tell you?
Sure. So the knife forces the killer to get up close and personal with the victims. It suggests that he might have wanted the victims to actually see him, and that he probably also wanted to see the fear that he was instilling in the victims during the attacks.
That's important analysis. We hope the police in Moscow, Idaho, are on this, and we hope they catch a break pretty soon. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for joining Primetime.